And the thing that you owe your wife is some attention. If you're going to go gamble, take her with you. Because my wife is not with me. I went to get a newspaper last night. Cost me $1,700. And I don't see how you guys can think that your wives bring bad luck. I mean, how's your wife going to make the dice jump up 7? Guys are silly. And she's not giving you bad luck at the blackjack table. Instead of arguing with her, why don't you punch out that dealer? That's the guy that's sucking it to you. Well, ain't nothing worse looking than the wife wandering around there at the slot machines. And you know they don't belong there. You guys just, oh, well, here, here's $40. Why don't you go on over here and play the slot machines? And they're just walking around. You can tell them all. They got the shoes in their hand, just wandering around with a little cup of nickels in their hand. Don't send them over there. There's only 3 old ladies who play those slots seriously. All the rest of them, somebody's wife, wandering around, waiting for them to come and get them. No, you guys don't know no better. You're just dumb, that's all. There's a difference between taking your wife for ice cream and taking your wife someplace special. You say to her, look, you want to go get some ice cream? Yeah. She comes out, she gets in the car herself. You get in the car, and that's fine. That's going to get ice cream. But you're going someplace special, then you have to treat her special because she's all dressed up. You say to your wife, I'm going to take you to Las Vegas. She says, what? Oh, my goodness, I've got to get new hair. I've got to get shoes. I've got to get a dress. She wants to be ready. Well, sure, she stays in the bathroom maybe 18 hours, but she's getting ready. So when she comes out, she looks like a little queen. And of course, when she comes around the car, she's going to do like this. But the husband, he don't know no different or nothing. First of all, he didn't even bathe. That's why there's nothing different. He just hit himself with a little band under the arm, wrote an IOU to his body, and he comes out to the car and gets right in it. So, wait a minute, where are you? Come on, get in the car. Hey, I'm talking to you. You going with me? Well, get in the car. Come around and do what? Now you come around, she's already upset because you didn't want to open the door. Now you're still running your mouth. Go on, get in the car. Crazy. Now she's really peeved, and to show you how important she is, she locks your door. Open the door! I said open the door! Take the lock off the door! What? I love you! I love you more than anything in the world. Now open the door or I'll kill your children. Now both of you are peeved and you haven't even gotten out of the garage. And you should never make your wife angry when she's in the car with you. Because if she's angry, you have one of the most dangerous human beings in the world. And they ain't gonna look at you and they ain't gonna talk to you. And they hope that you have an accident. If you were lighting a cigarette and didn't see a truck coming to hit you head on at 800 miles an hour, they wouldn't tell you the truck was coming. Why didn't you tell me the truck was coming? You're so smart, you know everything.